to the Libra Mystery School. So we did mother and father, and we did protector. Well, what in the world is Libra? Well, in the history of humanity, included in the Libra Mystery School are all the ways that human beings have tried to figure out how to create sustainable relationships. Sustainable relationships. So this includes marriage, this includes pair bonding, includes the myriad of ways in different cultures they've tried to organize this. Obviously, it doesn't include, it's not only, say, Christian marriage. In fact, if anything, we'd say that Libra's definition is precisely the opposite of Cancer and Capricorn. Cancer and Capricorn is hierarchical. Cancer, as we've noticed, can be personal, but it's hierarchical. The intent of Libra is collaboration, or in its most ideal form, it's called non-hierarchical conscious equal partnership. Non-hierarchical conscious equal partnership. Recently, or I'd say the great majority of the expressions of Libra, in an attempt to create sustainable personal relationship, we've had the thing called the pair bond. Pair bond. You're intimate with someone, and that includes that there's something lasting, or that there's a commitment of some kind, or a definition, a sustainable definition. I'm with you, and you're with me, and we're agreeing to that. This is radically different than Taurus, even though both of them can be deeply personally intimate. Has a completely different purpose. If we look at the history of Libra, at one end of the spectrum, it includes arranged marriage. And many, many cultures for thousands of years had sustainable traditions that involved arranged marriage. I'm certainly not an advocate of arranged marriage, but we have to say quite objectively that many cultures remain quite stable for long periods of time doing arranged marriage. It's still going on in a lot of parts of the world. At the other end of the spectrum, and this is more recent, are the highest spiritual ideals human beings have ever had of things like soulmates, twin flames. Relationship itself is a path to God. But that is really different than being with a quest mate, where the most important thing is freedom in finding the truth. In the Libra path, the relationship itself is the most important thing. The primacy of the process of relationship. The bond. You know, a couple of generations back, it was assumed in the religious structures of the different spiritual traditions that you bond for life till death do us part. And the most, extreme idealism of that would be the people who are really into that concept, life after life after life. The idealism of the soulmate or the twin flame. Certainly these days, in our speeded up time, you can have three or four of these within one life. It's very common in our school these days, and I think it was Kalin who came up with this, so that was really brilliant. When you're talking to someone who's talking about, that they've gone through a divorce, we don't look at what our... Say it.
I started asking people, so when did you complete your marriage?
Which is, I think, a far more elegant way of looking. When did you complete your marriage? And if you're a newcomer to Libra these days, what I mean by a newcomer is, you know, Venus or Mars in Libra or Libra rising. It's very rare that anybody gets it right early on. Very, very rare. Why? Well, because it's a curriculum. Nobody who goes to ninth grade says, geez, I failed eighth. You just move on to the next grade, where the quest or the goal is non-hierarchical, conscious, equal partnership. And we certainly know at this point, it certainly is not Christian marriage. The woman is there to serve the Lord. Very role-oriented and quite hierarchical. But what is it like out there at the leading edge of Libra? The last 2 or 3 years, I've seen unbelievable miracles happen. But at the same time, I've also seen that virtually anyone out there who's in a relationship that's old paradigm, when I say anybody out there, the ones that have some degree of inquiry, some degree of openness, virtually anybody I've ever seen out there that is in an old paradigm relationship, it's failed. And at the same time, I've seen the miracles for people who've been willing to do the work around us. Obviously, hardly needs to be said, earlier I said there's two types of codependency. One type is the hierarchical form, meaning you need to be needed, or you know, you got to be with somebody to have a function. You know, I need to take care of somebody, or I need to be taken care of by somebody. This is not just in relationship; it can certainly be teachers and students, therapists and clients, and so on. Spiritual teachers and their disciples. And so on. But with Libra, it's the other type. Who am I without a partner? Or the definition of the self that includes somebody you're with. And not that I'm saying it's wrong. In fact, no, I'm completely sincere and authentic for people who want to have a mate, to have a bond. However, one of the biggest traps in the Libra Mystery School is if you notice that more than 50% of your energy is across the table with the other person, then there's some danger. Or,
You said what?
Then there's some danger.
Okay.
And that includes if you're alone and not with someone, and more than 50% of your energy is trying to fill the space. You know, I certainly have had this experience numerous times. You're in a relationship with someone, and your happiness is entirely based upon what's happening with the other person. So I'm saying that more than 50% of your energy is across the table with the other person. Then you need to back away and be more happy and healthy with yourself. These days, the miracles that I've seen are when people are really loving their own company. And then if they have a lot of Libra, then boy, are they ever ready. Because Libra is about the definition of Libra is to know yourself through another. It's the opposite of autonomy and sovereignty. Know yourself through another. I sometimes have talked to these some people who have maybe they've had really difficult experiences and they have this Libra thing, and They'll say, well, I have a conscious equal partnership with God. Isn't that good enough? Not if you're Libra. It's about being having that with a person. You know, it's a very human mystery school. When you really get down to it, and send the Libra mystery school, where our desire to be mirrored accurately most reveals itself. To be mirrored accurately, to be gotten. Not for how smart you are, or how you look, or what your resume says, or what you've done in your life. Just to be seen for you. Personalness. Pure personalness. Now, this is like the spiritual expression of Libra. And not many schools talk about this. The Sufis do, the Diamond Heart Work does. Let's say you're doing a meditation technique, a very famous one most people have heard of, called self-remembering. Who am I? I'm not the mind, not my appearance, not what I know, I'm not my thoughts. Just basically strip it all down. And the purpose of that is to get that the self is empty. However, who is that sitting there? There's still somebody sitting there. That's called the personal essence, the pearl. Not what you know, what you do, just you. Who's that? There's really not a logical, rational answer to it. That's the Libran quest, to be loved that personally. Just mirrored precisely accurately for just how you are, who you are.
I seem to do a lot of charts of people that have a lot of Libra and direct conflict. Like, I'm thinking of one of my good friends. She has Scorpio Sun, Taurus Rising, Taurus Moon, and Venus in Libra. She's been in this 10-year partnership and is totally committed and totally tortured by the relationship.
Yeah.
And every couple of years, cheats on her partner, and then she comes, you know, running back, like, you know, but she can't reconcile the two.
Yeah, so this is this particular question, what I want to get into now in this next couple of minutes, is how it looks when you come from Libra or where you're going toward Libra. Many times Libra moons come into the life, or the Libra job people, remember Libra job and whatever tribe you are, come into the life with the idea of a bond. I had in the past been with the right partner, and I only know myself that way. In most cases, those individuals will go through their life continually proving to themselves they're a great partner, and at the same time, it doesn't work. It's designed to not work, so they can develop autonomy. But if a person is working, like in the case of your case, Venus and Libra, a man with Mars and Libra, person with Libra rising, if in their lineage they were not anywhere close to this place on the wheel of life, you know, they were autonomous, they were Taurus Scorpio, or, you know, something like that, and they're now going into a completely new zone. Personal relationship with commitment. Personal relationship with vulnerability. Well, they know somehow that's what they're supposed to be here to do. It's almost impossible for them to be able to detect whether it's healthy or unhealthy. Because they're absolutely scared that if that one fails, there'll never be another one. And it's because they're newcomers there. It's understandable. I'm in one. Wasn't that the point? Well, but you're miserable with this, you're miserable with that. But I have a boyfriend. You know, sometimes it's that simple. And, you know, after some time, you can convince the person, look, you signed up for a partnership. You want to, well, how come you're stuck in seventh grade? You know, I mean, it's time to move on to another. I'm scared there'll never be another one. Yes, you can be compassionate toward that fear. But that's why, that's where it comes from. It's like they, but then the, you know, if a person for lifetimes has been there, I mean, they can also be scared if they're not in one. But there's a lot more going on there that forces them to be autonomous. The individual who's here to work on being Libra, they got to take some more classes. You know, it's, I see this a lot with people who are working on Libra, and they have their first lover. And then that, oh, well, this is who I'm supposed to be with my whole life. How often has that worked out? What's wrong with having more? See, the issue is not till death do us part. It's the fact, though, that you've tried going all in. You've really have risked with a certain amount of vulnerability to actually bond with someone. You know, so I try to, when I work with a client like that, I'm trying to give them the courage, you know, like, you're not happy, you know, in this situation. I'm afraid that if I give up on this one, there'll never be anyone else. Well, all I'd say, if you don't try something different, I can simply guarantee it's going to stay the same. Now, by the way, I'm not trying to say there's anything wrong with working on a relationship. As a matter of fact, that brings up, we've talked about different expressions of God and goddess. But what's the Libra God? There's no mythic stories of him. David Data says that such a God is impossible. No relationship can work if the man is more into the relationship than the woman is. Oh, yeah? What if it's Libra?
Isn't the model for Libra just basically stuck in second stage data bhakta?
No, rascal. That's basically the problem that Libra has in the world today. They see the judge as being codependent. People thinking it's a weakness to have put a lot of attention on the bond. And I work with women all the time whose best relationship is a man who's more into the relationship than she is. He's working on it and she's not. How about just love and appreciation, Dora?
Yay.
So what I'm trying to say here, and this is just a main way of summarizing the male mystery part of this right now, and we'll get to the female goddess here in a moment. I love Jung's definition of masculinity. Jung's definition was to know your sword and to know how to use it. To know your sword and to know how to use it. Now, if you take away the martial implication of that and just turn it into a phallic image, you know, to know your sword and to know how to use it, and we use that definition to the 12 Mars positions, you will have a really important clue. This is for the women right now. What is going to turn on your man? Because whatever archetype Mars is in is what gets him hard. You know? So if a man has Mars in Cancer, it's his children. If it's Capricorn, it's his knowledge and responsibility. But if it's Mars in Libra, it's how's he doing on his relationship? And his capacity and willingness to work on it. That's his sword quality. And this is really a new version. This is stage 3. And many women actually choose the beloved imagery as a man who's doing more work on the relationship than she is. throws complete cold water on the view that the woman is supposed to do the relationship piece. In this case. But if a woman has Venus in Libra, then she is the relationship goddess. Greek mythology named her Hera. The Hera story is very interesting, and I'm actually thinking of our Libra Amazon over here, Melissa. That the original story, Hera is an Amazon. She's an autonomous, sovereign, independent woman. She chose Zeus, the king. She gave up her Amazon autonomy status in order to bond with the king. Now, we could suggest she didn't make a very good choice.
Had to be a hard.
Demetra George says that the reason she did that was to preserve the mysteries. Otherwise, she was going to be killed and taken out because the patriarchy was coming in, and that was her choice. Really, her choice was to die and have her mysteries die with her, or to marry
become
him
the queen.
Become the queen.
Yes,
right.
But then that's thank
it
you.
Really wasn't for the relationship. She did it for her cause.
initially, but then, right. but actually, as far as we're talking about the story with Libra, okay, because nobody back there said that was Libra. We're adapting that story for Libra.
Okay.
So the way that the story goes now is that she was a jealous, angry wife because he was always having affairs. He was never home, and the last thing he ever did was work on the relationship.
Part of that, according to the way she describes it, is that there was kind of a standoff between them, because if they had a child together, was it going through the patrilineal line or the matrilineal line? And so they didn't want to
right.
go, so that was part of what created that standoff.
We will use Hera today and Libra goddess today to represent the authentic desire for certain women to have the relationship itself be the path to God. Working on the relationship, conscious equal partnership, where the relationship is more important than the career, and any of the other stuff. It's like if I get the right partner, then the relationship is what the path is. So it's the blending together of that all. Oh, and I'll say it one other way. It is really the Libra-Aries combination, and we bring Aries in here, because they're opposite. It's the Libra-Aries combination alone, among all of them, where when a person says, I want to be claimed, and without coercion, the person I'm with will choose me to be their number one priority. The person will choose me to be their number one priority. I can't tell you how many times I've sat with men or women and I said, look, this is your liberation statement. Admit it. That's what you want. You want someone to say you are their number one priority. I thought I was selfish. It's just such a relief. It's not cultural. It's not peer pressure. It's not past life stuff. It's an authentic, sincere desire to have that experience. When that shifted for me, when I finally realized that was what I really wanted, everything changed. Being a liberizing guy. Rather than trying to prove to a woman that I was worthy of that. Go ahead.
Yeah, the question that I asked earlier, what I was getting at is... Is there an authentic expression of Libra that maybe has a heavy Scorpio-Taurus element in their chart that says it's devoted to conscious, equal, polyamorous relationship? Or is it always one-on-one?
No, this is, maybe we should end it with this. There's a right wing of Libra and a left wing of Libra. The extreme right wing of Libra is fundamentalist pair bonding. And so there's some people that are into that. It's the kind of thing, if I even let my eye no to someone else, I'm breaking the commitment. Far Right Wing of Libra. There's a book by, I think it's called A Journey of the Heart. Stephen Levine wrote the book. Radical monogamy. Always bringing your attention back to the beloved. Okay, that's one end. Then there's the other end of the spectrum of Libra, left wing. You have a primary relationship. You have your partner, all in committed one-on-one relationship, and you include other people because those two people agreed that by including other people, it increases their own personal relationship, increases the intimacy of those two that are in a bond. There is. Libra Aries is always a primary bond. That's different than Taurus Scorpio. Completely different than Taurus Scorpio, which can actually be then either the queen bee or who basically has lots of lovers, or the pure, it's very difficult to do pure polyamory pact, where you have three or four or five or however many personal relationships that are separate from each other. The Libra is the bond. And it can either be left wing or right wing. And then in between there are all kinds of things. There's couples that are really, maybe there's a bunch of Taurus and Scorpio, and they're really totally committed, but they get off on really loving other people. Either literalizing it or just watching and looking, and just appreciating. But then there's people that are in a bond that don't like that at all. It's like, I just want our attention on each other. It's all kinds of options there. But the issue with Libra Aries is the bond. That's Aries, Libra, I'm sure you're more in the left wing. It's definitely a bond. Does that help?
Oh, yes.
Good. So, we have enough information.